Every episode of this show is read by AI synthesized speech, using a voice cloned from the author, writing the entire education series. The thing I worried about most was whether I might be, without even realizing it, turning a living, breathing child into a work of art, a proof of concept for his parents' educational methods, but I eventually thought it through more clearly. This isn't a binary choice between intervention and letting go. When a child is young, parents cannot possibly stay completely uninvolved. Even if you choose not to intervene, that itself is a decision the parent has made. The real question to examine isn't whether I participated in the design. It's whether I treated that design as an answer that cannot be deviated from, or as a provisional hypothesis that my child can rewrite at any time. I'll also admit this, reading back through these articles. What tends to get written down are the moments when I stepped in, when I acted, the days when my child made his own decisions and I held back. Those days rarely became articles. That's a bias introduced by the act of documentation itself. Coming to where I am today, what I most want to prove is no longer that the methods I used back then were successful. Love also means acknowledging that his life does not belong to his parents' educational philosophy, and none of that should ever come before his well-being. What truly matters to me is not what this journey has proven, it's that my child is safe, and that he knows his life belongs to him.